I am coming here for greeting this meeting because in Ganchi, International Ganchi, for Dzogchen community, it is very important. You know, what we are learning is Dzogchen teaching. You know very well Dzogchen teaching is principle is being beyond the limitations. That corresponds to what we should get in our real nature. This is the essence of the teaching. That is what we need also in our society. But if there is no any organizations, we couldn't live, because we are living in a dualism vision. Everything is limited. For that reason, then, when we are dealing with the teaching and we are trying to get in our real nature, correspond with the Dzogchen teaching, then I am always saying, in ordinary way, what we are saying, evolution, that is the real nature in the Dzogchen teaching. Relative, also relative condition, and it is bringing in our real condition. But relatively, then we need something for organizing. For example, when we started the Dzogchen teaching at the beginning, then we are trying to do something together. But then, if we are not organizing, we couldn't do anything. But when we are organizing, everybody falling in a too much dualism vision. And we made a program when I was in the university in Napoli. We rent a house. Then we are organizing in this house for meeting and applying something. But in our organization, when we made that program, it is becoming really very much limited. It doesn't correspond. Because always with our system is a hierarchy. That is a way. So then, even we paid some money for this rent house, etc. And for example, tomorrow we should go to sign for this house, etc. That night I couldn't sleep. I am judging and thinking, really, this is for starting something with the Dzogchen teaching. We have no this kind of organization in Tibet. Always, you know very well, all monasteries, everything is a traditional way. But it really not correspond with the teaching. I don't want, because we have no monasteries and we have no any traditional maintaining and conserve here. I want to teach Dzogchen teaching. I want to apply Dzogchen teaching my best way. In this case, then, I don't want to start to create a not correspond. For that reason, then, next day I said, no, we couldn't do. We don't rent this house. We don't go to sign. We lost a little money. But we didn't do. But then we are always thinking, what we can do for meeting and doing something. At the end, when I went in the United States, I am flying from New York to California. In the airplane, when I'm going, then I thought, in our condition, human condition, we have then three existences, body, speech, mind. That is a way of the being and also living. Must be something corresponding to that. Then thinking, I thought, maybe we need a Ganchi. There is not exist. Ganchi is only sign, but not exist, argument of that. It's three colors. Three colors represent body, speech, mind. we are working in a society that when not it is not being a hierarchy system, collaborating. I had a rough idea. When I come back in Italy, then we started that Ganchi. This is the origin of the Ganchi. An example. If we couldn't live in, we couldn't do anything if we don't organize something, because we're living in a society. But organization must be then collaboration, paying respect to each other. How should we work with circumstance? This is the teaching of the Dzogchen, no? Dzogchen teaching is not saying you should be always in contemplation. You can be also in a dualism vision, but you should be present and collaborate. So in this case, when we are doing Ganchi, for example, now we have Ganchi, we have many guards, many links, etc., developing. But you should remember which is the origin since the beginning. Don't fall in too much egoistic system. So we need to collaborate. For that reason, after my teaching, one of the most important in a Dzogchen community is the International Ganchi. They are doing service. They are trying to work how we can deal same family, collaborating, paying respect to each other. Of course, we know very well, each country there is a different rule, different system. Even one country, if you are going regions and regions, place and place, there is a different way of the doing. This is normal in our society. But there is always a way of collaborating and paying respect. Some people say, oh, we couldn't do because in our country, we have rule different way. When Eriko was alive, he told me many times, I couldn't get really very, get easy way because very difficult. People are not collaborating. They don't want because they say, oh, we have our system, our way of the doing. You can have a different way of the, your system, etc. But for Dzogchen community, our principle, we can collaborate always, you know. If you don't want to collaborate, that means that you don't want my teaching. Don't want the principle of the Dzogchen teaching. We are trying to collaborate and do our best for dealing with that teaching, no? So it is very important then we need to have International Ganchi. International Ganchi try to work for all guards and all links when they are really collaborating each other, paying respect. We are feeling for our aim of the Dzogchen community for the future guaranteed that somehow we continue in this limited society. So Ganchi International Ganchi is working. How is different system which we have in a different country? You know very well, when you are moving just a little, you need a passport, you know. If you have no passport, you couldn't go. You need to also permission to go. This is our condition. But the principle of Dzogchen teaching, we don't need a passport. We should go beyond that. So there is some way collaborating, paying respect, just like the same family. This is very important. For example, people say, oh, we are doing Santima Sangha, for example, learning Dzogchen, going deeper and deeper. If you are going deeper and deeper, you should understand what it means in Dzogchen community. Dzogchen community is very important for the future, no? We are trying to do that. So that is then collaborating in the taking responsibility in a limited society, then Ganchi, International Ganchi. I am teacher. I am teaching. Make understand what you should do. And then you should apply. Way of the applying, it is very important. Ganchi International Ganchi, what they are doing. They couldn't do very much if you are not collaborating. What they can do? Some people, they say, oh, we don't want to collaborate with Ganchi International. Then you go your way. That means you don't want my teaching. You don't want the Dzogchen community. Dzogchen community, if you want to alive in this society, in this globe, should work with Ganchi International. If you are not working Ganchi International, you forget me. This is much better then. Okay, please, you do your best. This is what I want to say for everybody. Who are collaborating and paying respect to each other, I am saying thank you very much. That is what we need. Also, if you have knowledge of Dzogchen, you are saying even in a gar, you are not paying respect to brother and sisters of the Vajra, for example, group of group, my way, my group and your group, not collaborating. It means that you are not going ahead with knowledge of the Dzogchen teaching. Dzogchen teaching is going beyond that, collaborating. In God must not be any kind of conflicts. You say, I don't like this person. But if you are following my teaching, that person is also following Dzogchen teaching. That is the brother or sister of the Dzogchen teaching, no? Then why you are not paying respect? Why you are not collaborating? So it's very important. Everybody recognize that this is what I want to say. Nothing else, organization, how you do, and everything is informed from Ganchi, International Ganchi. You try to learn and apply. This is what we need, everybody. Thank you very much. And I am only coming to say that, then I go away. I am not remaining here, because I have many things also to do. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Good work.